From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. lawmakers struck a deal to reopen the federal government 3 days into a shutdown prompted by an impasse over immigration and border security. Democrats had wanted a guarantee that Congress will vote on a bipartisan bill shielding undocumented immigrants brought to the United States as children from deportation. Ahead of the vote, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders spoke to reporters about why the president had been relatively quiet during the shutdown.
He is focused on managing the shutdown. That's the biggest part of the process that he plays at this point. One is encouraging members to do the right thing and reopen our government. The other part is to manage the pieces. That's his job as the president of the United States.
President Donald Trump had accused Democrats of putting the interests of non-citizens ahead of the American people. Turkey's president on Monday defended the offensive on Afrin, codenamed Operation Olive Branch, which is aimed at ousting U.S.-backed Kurdish militia from the area.
Afrin.
President Tayyip Erdogan said that Afrin would be settled, and that was discussed with and an agreement reached with Russia. The operation is heightening tensions in an already complicated Syrian conflict and threatening to further strain ties between the United States and Turkey, two NATO allies. The European Union imposed travel bans and asset freezes on North Koreans accused of helping Pyongyang evade United Nations sanctions linked to the country's nuclear and ballistic missile tests. It's the latest round of sanctions on North Korea that have reduced trade with Pyongyang to a trickle in an attempt to show solidarity with major trading partners, South Korea and Japan. This is VOA News. Monday, the European Union